السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. وقال: من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعف له أضعافا كثيرة. وقال: وفي أموالكم حق للسائل والمحروم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم. Respected brothers and listeners, Alhamdulillah, this is the first Juma of holy month of Ramadan. And may Allah accept our ibadat, our qiyam and siyam and duas and askar and tilawat of the Quran, and give us more ability and tawfiq to take maximum benefit out of this holy month of Ramadan. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become more merciful, and He extends the rewards and multiplies the rewards. Any nafal act done during the month of Ramadan will be rewarded equivalent to a farz. And any farz act done during the month of Ramadan is multiplied by 70 times. For example, if you pray farz salah, so one salah will be equivalent to 70 salah. Likewise, the second most important pillar or third most important pillar of Islam is the zakat, paying the charity annual, which is compulsory and obligatory upon the rich people who become sahib in nisab. So people prefer to take out their zakat during this month of Ramadan to get maximum benefit. Otherwise, Islamically, you know, whenever a person becomes sahib-i-nisab meaning a person who possess an amount of gold and silver, the 87 point gold and 612 point of silver, or equivalent to that cash, so so he becomes sahib-i-nisab, right? After becoming sahib-i-nisab, 1 year passes, and whatever extra amount he has in his savings or in his hand, cash or gold, silver or rental properties or merchandise which, you know, he's buying and selling, he's a businessman, so all the stuff he has in the shop, he have to count it and he have to give the zakat on it. Zakat is farad upon the rich people once in a year, and that is also 2.5% only. Meaning, if you have, for example, if you have $100 extra out of 12 lunar months pass, not our solar system January to December, we have to calculate from Muharram to Safar, Muharram to Rabiul. Dhul-Hijjah, Islamic calendar, based on lunar system. So, after passing 12 months, and if still has the same amount, or maybe more, then he has to calculate, and he has to take out the zakat. Zakat meaning 2.5% of his extra income. So, just the example, if he has $100, he has to take out $2.50. If he has $1,000 extra, he has to take out $25 out of 1,000. So this is how it's going to be counted. Now look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One side, He said, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ that, O believers, spend, take out your zakat from that wealth which we have granted you. You did not born with your wealth. You came in this dunya empty-handed, naked. You didn't have a cloth on your body. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you ability and strength and mind and brain, and then through utilizing all these organs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you have accumulated the wealth. So wealth actually is belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, from that wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, you have to give out 2.5% to the poor and needy people. And this is what the sifat of the believers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the very beginning of the Holy Quran. Surah Al-Baqarah, if you start, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitab la raiba fihi hudan lil-muttaqin, alladhina yunfiquna mimma razaqnahum, alladhina yuqimuna as-salata wa yunfiquna mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. That believers are those that who establish the salat and who pay the zakat from that amount, from that wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to them. So ulama said the word salat and zakat together Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran 82 times. 82 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeated the word salat and zakat together in same ayat, in same verse. Aqimus salat wa atu zakat. Aqimus salat wa atu zakat. Yuqimuna salata wa yunfiquna mimma razaqnahum. So that's how in the whole Quran 82 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to emphasize this importance of zakat. Because the wealth is very valuable commodity to the human being. He doesn't want to spend. He loves the wealth. And the love of wealth, it is very dangerous. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, mentioned the list of those things which a human being loves too much. And among those is gold and silver and wealth. So he doesn't want to take out his zakat. He is very stingy. That's why it is said, if a person is open-hearted and if he is generous, and every person upon whom zakat is compulsory, if he regularly takes out his zakat correctly, we have to calculate. Some people, what they do, they just lump sum amount, they just take it out, $1,000 or $500, and they say, oh, this is my zakat. This is not right. We have to count every penny. We have to count everything which belongs to gold and silver, especially our sisters and mothers. We have the jewelries. They don't even use it whole year. They just use it on the occasion when they go to the wedding or things like that. But they possess that jewelry in their boxes, right? So they have to calculate the nisab of the gold and silver of that particular time. What is the market price of that gold and silver, and how much weight that, the necklaces and the bangles, whatever they have, the earrings, everything, they have to count it. And then they have to calculate the nisab, and accordingly, they have to pay zakat. Even they are not using the jewelry for a whole year, but still, zakat is wajib upon them. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned in one of the hadith, the close meaning is that in Yawmul Qiyamah, those women who never used to pay zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make their necklaces out of fire and put their on the necks. And all the bangles they have, you know, is out of fire. Earring out of fire, made of fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them wear all those jewelries and garments, whatever they used to do. So it's very, very essential for the mothers and sisters also. Don't take it easy. Don't be lazy to take out your zakat of jewelry. And likewise, brothers who are running the business, they have to count their merchandise items, those items which they are selling, purchasing with the intention of selling, they have to pay zakat on it if 1 year has passed on it. And likewise, people have properties. For example, he have more than one house which is his living, other apartment or house he is putting on rent.
So the zakat will be wajib on the income, on the rental. Whatever rental is collecting for all 12 months, on that income, he has to pay the zakat. Likewise, a person has his own car. There is no zakat on his own car, whether he's owning two or three cars. That's all for the utility, it's for use. No zakat on it. But if he purchased one car with the intention of taxi, he wants to run a business, taxi business. Now, whether he's driving or he's hired some driver, give it to someone. And whatever income he's getting out of rent of the taxi, that income will be calculated and the zakat will be farz upon that amount. So keep in this mind that whatever income we are collecting, zakat becomes wajib on that income. There are so many benefits of paying zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to become a poor. Allah ta'ala says, "Man dhalladhi yuqidu Allah qadan hasanan fa yudhaifu lahu adhafan kathira." Who is there who can give the loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it, you know, and return him back on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. One date can be the equivalent to the Mount Uhud. He will amaze. That's why it is said, after the death, person will have no regret. But only he is going to request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, send me back to dunya. I spend my all wealth and I will become righteous person." Allah ta'ala says, too late. So he will see the reward of the spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he will desire that Allah must give him one more chance so he can spend all his wealth. But it's going to be too late. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that if a person is spending money, and here Hadith Qudsi also, Allah Ta'ala said, "Anfiq ibn Adam unfaq alayk." This is Hadith Qudsi, direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, "O Bani Adam, O insan, O human being, whatever you possess, you spend in path of Allah. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy and greedy towards this dunya. If you spend in path of Allah, Allah will spend on you." As it is said, this is the holy month of Ramadan. Every farz act will multiply to 70 times. One farz salah will be equivalent to 70 farz salah. So if you spend $1 as zakat during this month, it will be multiplied to $70. $100 will multiply to $700. That's why people prefer to give zakat during this holy month of Ramadan. Otherwise, whenever your 12th month is completing after you become sahib in hisab, whichever month it is, you have to give zakat in that after completing your 12th month cycle. So, but people delay until their month of Ramadan and then they want to give the charity. Nevertheless, we should pay our zakat on time because we don't have when Malakul Maut is going to approach us and is going to take our soul. So don't delay. If you become sahib and nisab, then you should give the zakat. Now, to whom we should give the zakat? In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if you give the zakat to anyone, you will get one reward. But the same amount, if you give to your relatives, who you know they are in need of it, you will get the double reward. One is giving charity, other one is, you know, taking care of your relatives. So it's more reward. First entitled of the zakat is our own relatives. And then you can give to the neighboring Muslims, and then you can give to, charitable, institutions, madaris, and massage, etc., etc. So number one, zakat, you should give it. Let me say, upon whom, to whom you cannot give zakat. Hashimi, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyid and Sadat, you cannot give zakat to them. Kafir, Mushrik, Yahud, Nasara, you cannot give zakat to them. Zakat had been given to only the Muslim. And the third thing is that you cannot give zakat to your own wife. Wife cannot give zakat to husband. They cannot exchange zakat among themselves. So these are the few things which you should keep in mind. Now, to whom we can give zakat? You can give zakat. And again, you cannot give zakat to your own children. grandchildren, grand-grandchildren. You cannot give zakat to your own parents, grandparents, grand-grandparents. These are the relatives that your zakat will not be done. You should not give zakat to these relatives. Yes, you can give zakat to your brothers, you can give zakat to your sisters, you can give zakat to your uncles, you can give zakat to your aunts, all maternal uncles or paternal uncle, you know, you can give the zakat to them. And you can give zakat to your in-laws, your mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, you can give zakat to them. So these are the few things we should keep in mind. There are so many masail of zakat. Always you can ask to the scholar and keep in this mind that you should give zakat as soon as zakat becomes wajib. And make sure, sometimes we give the zakat to the, for example, some charitable institution. Zakat will not become, done until it goes to the hands of that entitled person. Sometimes what happens, a big charitable, they just collect the money, and your money is staying in the bank account, millions of dollars, and they are not distributing for some reason. So your zakat is not done. You have to make sure that it should be done at the same time. So before you give to zakat to any big institution, and zakat cannot be given to that person, zakat cannot be given to any person who is not entitled to receive the zakat. And milkat of zakat, it is compulsory, meaning if someone is giving zakat, someone has to take it. That giving and taking should take place. Until that, taking is not taking place, and until someone is not accepting, poor person, your zakat is still hanging. It's not done. So make sure to whom you become, you make a wakil, for example, you send money to back home. Make sure that whoever you are sending to distribute on your behalf is your wakil, is your representative. Make sure that he must distribute amongst all the needy people. He should not give to any rich person or a person who is not entitled to accept zakat. If you give to someone like that, your zakat will not be done. And plus, you cannot give zakat that much to one person that he becomes sahib-e-nisab. For example, if you give some person 10,000, he becomes sahib-e-nisab there and there. So you have to make sure all these conditions which you are going to apply to take out your zakat, and zakat can be accepted. May Allah give us topic to practice upon it. One more thing is that Sadaqatul Fitr, as we announce every year, it is minimum $5. According to nisab of the wheat and barley, if you calculate the market price of wheat and barley, so it becomes $5. So minimum is $5. If a person giving $8, $10, $12, well enough, good enough. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend the money during the month of Ramadan more than a fasted, blowing the air, wind. More than the wind is blowing. So that was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as much you spend will be better for you in hereafter. So keep that mind. Inshallah, we're going to put the boxes over there for Sadaqatul Fitr and Zakat, different boxes. Keep in mind that you must don't wait until the last day, because we have to send money to the overseas and it takes time. So better you can give Sadaqatul Fitr any day during the month of Ramadan. This is also a misconception that the people only take out Sadaqatul Fitr on the Eid day. They bring the money on the Eid day and they put it here. It's too late to send the money outside on the Eid day, and your Sadaqatul Fitr is not done. It's better to give early so those needy people can utilize it, buy some clothing for their kids and food for their item. So inshallah, whatever inshallah you can give the Sadaqatul Fitr, put it in the boxes. And inshallah, I'll announce about Mayyit after the Salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.